Yeah. Oh, dagnabbit. Oh, say, Zeb, Hector Smith was in here, meant to go looking for you.
Looking for me? Why, consarned, I've been out looking for him. Got to see him about something darn important. Where'd he go?
Now, don't get all head up. I don't know where he went, but he said he'd be back.
But didn't he leave no word? Didn't he say nothing?
Yeah, he said plenty. he said he wanted Miss Beebe's parrot.
Miss Beebe's parrot? Why, I'd give the parrot to that Mr. Brown that Hector sent over from the hotel.
Yeah, but Hector said that Brown was the wrong feller. Hector said he didn't send for the parrot. Some forgot about it.
Well, then, who was that feller Brown, anyhow? Oh, why, Hector must have sent him. He said he was looking for a bird.
Yeah, I know it. But you know what I think? I think that fella's crazy, Zeb.
Why?
Because just before he told you he was looking for a bird, he told me he's after a couple of rats.
Well, I'll be darned. Well, anyhow, it serves Hector right. Fooling around with that there parrot, trying to learn it to sing that campaign song of his. Serves him right. Only I kind of hate to see Miss Beebe lose her parrot.
She won't lose him. The fella will be back. He said he was going to be around here till after the election. Said he had a job to do. And he'll be back with the parrot. Don't worry now.
Yeah, well, I hope so. What you writing there?
Oh, Dad Burnett. I'm writing a letter to the countess.
To the countess?
Yeah, telling her about the wedding. But that dang it, I just can't seem to be able to put down what I want to say.
Well, what do you want to say?
I want to serve notice on her to be on hand here for the wedding at 8 o'clock sharp day after tomorrow night.
Oh, gosh, Eb. I wished I could talk you out of marrying her. Listen here. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put up the money myself. Buy her off.
No, sir. Not buy a jugful. She ain't going to get a nickel. If you want to help me out, just give me a hand with this Dad Burn letter.
Well, all right. How far have you got with it?
Says here, Mrs. Counters, the heirs, gents. And that's all I can think of to write down.
Well, let's see here. Gosh, I don't know what to say, Eb. If it's the kind of notice you're sending her, why don't you write it the same as some of them notices we get from the City Hall?
Now, that's a dad darn good idea. Get one of them, will you, Zeb? One came in here not long ago. Let's see how it's writ.
Yeah, just a second. I think it's in the drawer here. Oh, shucks.
It's right in there. I remember putting it in there.
Well, wait, the drawer's stuck. I know it. Yes.
Did you find one?
Wait, here, I got one. From the Board of Health. Says, notice of abatement of public nuisance. No, hold on. Don't write it yet. I got to change a few words as I go along.
Start it out. Let's get going with it, Dad Burn.
Well, sakes alive, give me time, can't you? I got to look this over. Let's see. Well, I reckon this first here is all right. Go ahead, put it down.
All right.
In the interest of public welfare, you are hereby notified that 5 days...
Wait a minute.
You better make it 2 days. Hereafter...
Hereafter what?
Next second. It says, hereafter the pig pens...
Hold on. The countess ain't coming hereafter no pig pens. She's coming after me.
I know it. Didn't I say it after changes that went along? I'm going to take the pig pens out and put you in.
Put me in the pig pen?
No, consigned to the letter.
Oh, put the letter in the pig pen.
They ain't no pig pen, Ed. Can't you get that through that thick head of yours? They ain't no pig pen.
You just said they was.
I didn't.
You did.
I did not.
You did.
I didn't tell you. I said the pig pen's out.
How's that?
It's out. The pig.
The pig might be out, but it's still a pig pen. You can't fool me.
I ain't trying to fool you. Now put down what I say. Hereafter, Ed Peters. Go on, put it down.
All right. But I don't want to get mixed up with no pig.
No, Burn Key Stick. I'll keep working there. Hereafter, Ed Peters located at... I better just say located at the Corn Center General Store and Service Station. And Father described...
Not so darn fast. What was that?
He said, Father...
My father?
No.
The cow's father.
No, I tell you, it's...
The pig's father.
It ain't the pig's father.
Then whose father is it?
Oh, it ain't nobody's father. Now keep your darn trap shut and put down what I tell you. I got to give a description here, and then I got to do a lot of changing here.
Oh, sure. I wish they hadn't started the darn thing.
Well, Father described as follows. Commencing at a point, a point about 4 feet from the easterly end of the cheese case, fence running from...
Wait a second. What in tarnation's all that?
Well, there's a description of you. I'm taking it right out of the notice here, except changing it might.
Well, just leave it out.
Oh, but, Ed, you can't leave it out. It won't be legal.
I don't give a darn. I ain't going to put it in. The counters don't need no description of me. Just go ahead and finish the letter up.
Well, all right. You know it all, don't you?
Hurry up.
Let's see now. Oh, yes. Will be condemned and disposed of at public auction. X out auction and put in marriage there. Will be condemned and disposed of at public marriage at, what time does the wedding take place?
8 o'clock day after tomorrow.
8 o'clock day after tomorrow night. Signed, John M. Tyler, M.D., City Health Officer. Got that?
Yeah, I got it.
Well, read it over now. Let's see how it sounds.
Where do I get the dad darn letter out of the typewriter here?
Yeah, got you. Don't tear
it. It says, in the interest of public welfare, you are hereby notified that 2 days hereafter, Ebb Peters, located at the Corn Center General Store Service Station, and described as the pig's father.
Wait.
4 feet in the cheesecake.
Oh, that's wrong.
Will be disposed of as public garbage.
Marriage. Oh, dad, dudes, you got the whole business all wrong.
Well, shucks. It's good enough to send the counters.
Oh, but you won't know what it's all about. You won't even know what you mean.
Well, then I'll write a P.S. here. Here, give me a pencil.
What are you going to say? Now, what are you going to say? What are you putting it down?
Don't rush
What are you putting down there?
Put down... meet me at the store day after tomorrow at 8 o'clock to get hitched. I reckon she'll know what that means.
Yes, but... if you'd only say that... Oh, land of Goshen, here comes Miss Beebe.
I bet she's looking for a parrot.
Don't say nothing about it. We don't want to get mixed up in it.
No.
We got enough trouble as it is.
How do you do, Miss Beebe?
Good afternoon, Peter. How are you, Winterbottom?
Right part.
How's the moon picture coming?
We could start producing any day if it weren't for H. Quintero Smythe.
Who's he?
My leading man. He promised to be here 3 days ago, and if he holds me up again...
Well, what is he, a hold-up fellow, Miss Beebe?
Oh, don't be absurd. It's simply that he's temperamental. Heaven preserve me from temperamental actors. Besides, he pursues all kinds of hobbies. At present, he's gone in for entomology. He's an amateur entomologist.
What'd you say he'd gone in for?
Gone in for entomology. I presume that's why he's late.
Yes, Eb, while he's in there, they locked the door and he couldn't get out, you see.
Nothing of the sort. Entomology is a science. An entomologist is a person who goes about looking for bugs.
Oh, you mean a chambermaid.
I mean exactly what I say. An entomologist. He chases bugs and butterflies.
Why, Miss Beebe, just a second ago, you said he chased hobby horses.
I certainly did not.
Oh, yes, you did. Yes, you did. You said
I did too... not.
Well, maybe not.
I dare say Smythe is chasing butterflies somewhere around here right now and keeping me waiting. Oh, if I ever get a hold of him.
Well, ain't they going to be no other actors in the picture?
I don't need actors in my pictures. I can take people from the village here and make actors out of them in 5 minutes. All they have to do is what I tell them.
Yes, sir.
I didn't hire Smythe because he was an actor, but because I need a singer with a falsetto voice.
What?
A falsetto voice. Didn't you ever hear of a person with a falsetto voice?
No, never did. But I heard of a fellow with a falsetto whiskers.
Yes. His fellow named Con Sprigg. He said it was easier to wear a false beard than to put on a clean collar every day.
That will do, Winterbottom.
Yes, sir.
Oh, what I came in to see you about. I need a sound man and a cameraman. I want you two to handle the job in your spare time.
Say, hold on there. I thought I was going to be in the picture.
Why, you're only playing bits. I've hired you merely so I can use your name, Count Ebb Peters. Mr. Smythe is the star in this picture.
Yes, but your sakes alive, Miss Beebe. Me and Ebb don't know nothing about taking moving pictures.
You don't have to. All you have to do is what I tell you. So we'll consider the matter settled. I'll let you know when I...
Oh, gee, Willikers, Miss Beebe.
Why, you, what do you mean by keeping me waiting 3 whole days? 3 whole days while you were chasing butterflies?
Okay, listen, I was...
Don't argue with me. You come along now.
Yes, but listen, there's a mistake.
And there is no mistake. You told me that you would be here 3 days ago. Now come along.
Yes, but Miss Beebe...
Don't worry,
Miss Beebe. Do as I say. Wait, listen, there's a mistake. Well, I'll be darned. Eb, what do you reckon Hector will do now?
Huh. I know what he'll do. He'll do what she tells him.